men and women melt in unconditional love. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Men and women melt in unconditional love. We think that men and women and love are a term that goes together pretty well. But when we say unconditional love, we're not talking about sexual love. We're not talking about possessive love. We're not talking about anything. We're talking about unconditional love. Love that exists without conditions. Love that exists without a need, without a want. Love exists without without eyes. You do not see what the other person looks like. Without hearing, you don't hear what the other person talks like or acts like or expresses himself through sound as. Love, unconditional love, is. It is a statement of concept, not a statement of experience. Unconditional love is for everyone, regardless of how the world might consider them good, bad, or indifferent. Unconditional love is for men and women. It's for everyone. Can you imagine what it would be like if a man and a woman chose to be friends with each other because of unconditional love? Or two men or two women chose to be friends with each other with unconditional love. This would have nothing to do with a sexual experience or a need or a possession experience. It would just be an unconditional love experience. There'd be no necessarily hugging and kissing. There'd be no responding in any way. There would just be an unconditional love. And that unconditional love is not the kind of love that a mother says, "That's my son, the lawyer. I'm proud of him." Although being proud of anyone is fine too, isn't it? Does unconditional love be proud because your son's a lawyer? Or because your son is a nothing? Or because he's an everything? Unconditional love could be somewhat close to mother love or parental love. A love for whatever the child may be, whatever the spouse may be. Unconditional love is such a beautiful and wonderful experience for all of us to go through. It's a love that has no possession to it. It's a love that just is, in which we melt. Men and women melt in unconditional love. All the world melts in unconditional love. Unconditional love is the joy of someone else's great success, regardless of what success you're experiencing. Unconditional love is the respect for another person as a divine being in every way. Unconditional love is looking at the world and seeing everything in the world beautiful and good. Now, the good isn't saying there's a good and a bad. The good is linked more like to beneficial, that which is beautiful, that which is eternal, that which is immortal. How could we really think of where unconditional love stands or where beneficial and desirable good and bad stand? How can we think of that? That's a good area to dwell upon for a while sometimes, because when we do that, then we begin to realize how much it is a matter of judgment and not really unconditional love. "I love you if you'll be a good boy." I'll love you if you do the right thing. Oh, you strain my love sometimes by how you act and how you talk. Unconditional love can never be strained. Unconditional love can never be given or taken away because of what the person does or is, or you just love them unconditionally. You have no feeling to them. I don't want to be known by you. I want to be disassociated with you. Some parents want to say to their children after they've done some terrible things, I don't know you. I don't know you. You don't belong to this family. You don't belong here anymore. And what the parents are trying to say is, we have values, and I expect you to live up these values. Now, if you don't want to live up to the values of the family, then you can't live here. Well, let's look at that. Can a family of unconditional love have values? Yes, they can. And this is how they do it. A family of unconditional love has values. They do things that they think are beneficial. They think things that they think are beneficial. They act upon things that they think are beneficial. And in living this kind of life, those are their values. Now, if anyone violates those values, then the parent says, that is not acceptable. That's violating the values of the family. I don't stop loving you because you violate the values, but I do not accept that that is what we allow to be done in this family, to violate our values. Now, is this something that you can be aware of? Is this something that you can be tuned into? Can you realize that unconditional love is not on and off because of violating values? Unconditional love is not on and off because you're a good boy or a good girl, or you're a good woman or a good man. Unconditional love is just always there, and truly, that's who we are. Men and women melt in unconditional love. Children melt in unconditional love. Every time we hear some unconditional loving thing, our hearts just jump for joy and we have goosebumps all over us. We may not approve of what's being done or how it's being done or anything else, but with unconditional love, we see that the person is doing their very best, and we see that the person is beautiful. We unconditionally love them without judgment. With any kind of judgment, we are utterly destroying ourselves and taking ourselves away from the expression of unconditional love. Unconditional love knows no judgment. Unconditional love knows no possession. That's not my son, my daughter, my husband, my wife, my family, my world, my job, my business. If you have it with unconditional love, it is John and Mary and Paul and Peter and Josephine and whomever, and IBM and whatever the companies may be. With unconditional love, you see them at all times being themselves and having fun. You see them at all times being good and very good. You don't judge them as to whether they do it right or wrong, because you don't care. What you do is you just see them always being themselves and having fun. You see them being true to themselves. You see them being joyous with themselves. You see them being happy with themselves. And so they are. But where are you standing on this level of understanding? Where are you standing on this level of awareness? Are you melting in unconditional love with every circumstance that comes into your life? Or are you rather judging, and your love is based on judge? When your love is based upon a judgment, then it is not unconditional love. when your love is based upon the very fact that you exist and they exist and it exists, then it's unconditional love. And you just are in that world. And I guess really a measure of unconditional love is how completely we create a world of beautiful things. The world is our thought. And if I look at the world and see it good and very good, then that's my thought, and the world is wrapped in my unconditional love. If I look at my world of people and see them good and very good, family and friends, and people I don't even know, if I see them good and very good, if I create them that way because they're my creation, then unconditional love is predominant. We can do this. We can do this because all the world is our creation. And we certainly create in unconditional love. Without judgment of possession of ownership. Without judgment of right or wrong. We just create all. And we say it is all good and very good at all times. And then unconditional love has a chance to be in our world and be all that we want it to be. This you can have right now. This you are right now. This is all that matters right now, isn't it? Life is great, isn't it? It's really a fascinating place to be. So, unconditional love, here I come. I love you. I love you. I love you.